So the people that like me, they fucking hate you.
And the people who like me hate you. Everybody, fasten your seat belts. It's East Bay Insiders with Steve Tavares and Sean Wilson starting now.
How's my tan look?
Tan looks pretty good, dude.
I mean, look at this.
Yeah, I mean, I
like golden.
The one thing you ain't social distancing from is the sun. Because you got,
wait, hold
you
on,
got
hold
tan
on, get ready.
Like a day's long, man.
Get ready.
Uh-oh. No. Oh, no, you don't. You got a farmer's tent? Why, man? Where'd you get that at? Just take your shirt off on the balcony.
I can't because I want to show off my moves.
Oh, you got moves?
Well, I've gained some, you know, it's like slowly 1 pound
the COVID
here.
Weight?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gained COVID. Everyone gains COVID weight, man.
But, yeah, it's because I'm going to get – have you got any – you got it. You probably have like a treadmill. You got the whole Peloton.
Yeah, Peloton, yeah.
You got it. Bowflex.
Yeah,
you got Billy. You got Billy Blanks VHS.
I don't have Billy Blanks.
So you could do something.
But I got the Chuck Norris workout.
You got backyard too?
No, yeah, I do have a backyard, but I don't do anything in the backyard.
So I'm thinking I'm going to need to get some of these like rubber band things to do some kind of exercising.
You know what you need to get, man? There's this thing. It's a push-up machine that is just you lay on the floor, and you go push-ups with your shoulders, chest, tries, and buys.
Oh.
It's great. It's like $39.99, dude. I have it next to my bed, and I just boop, boop, boop. I have it in my office.
Can you use that for do your Kegel exercises? Because that's one of the things I've been doing.
Oh, you've been doing your – you want to talk about that? No, man, look, we haven't been doing this live for what? How long? It's Memorial Day, actually Memorial fucking Day.
It's hot.
And this is what COVID has fucked up a lot of shit on. Like, we both be at barbecues partying right now, and now we're hanging out at a desolate park with you with your A's hat and played a game this year. Bocce ball court. You got a great ass tan. But hey, man, to everyone that's listening, it's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a strong rhyme to step to. Think of how many weeks shows you slept through. Hey, time's up. Sorry I kept you. Hey, we're back. Oh, God.
We got some, oh, man, we just got
we got some 16-year-olds on some skates.
Oh, man, I'll just give them, hey, you go, you need a haircut? My cousin cuts hair down the street.
Oh, shit. Man, so, yeah, man, we're back.
We're
dude.
Back. And we became, after all these weeks, we turned conservative, man. We're like,
who has?
Remember me and you, we had a protest on the streets. We were like with our signs and we were like, liberate the podcast, liberate the podcast, liberate the podcast, right?
Right.
Because you wanted to do like Alameda. And I was like, do not do those 4 sentence long chants.
Chants. No, they're no good.
You gotta keep it tight.
They're
so
no
we
good.
Finally did. So one thing I want to talk about here is I'm unclear about what we're supposed to be doing in general anyway. So I didn't see podcasts in the park on any of the shelter in place that cannot do, but I don't know I haven't seen that you can do. Are we breaking the rules, man?
I think we got our six foot distancing. I think we're good. But yeah, man, like during this whole episode of like shelter in place and like, you know, just living in your house for hella long. Like, have you noticed things that like you would never do before and that now you're doing a lot of?
Yep.
And you just said you read textbooks and do Kegel exercises and that's cool. But I'll just, before I ask you, I'm going to tell you, I've been listening to so much music. I have newfound genres, man, of music that I've like, I realize now that Prince, you know, who had a top 10 hit in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, like in 2010. That's fucking remarkable. So listening to that, I've been doing a lot of that. And then I just have this, like, appreciation for Freddie Mercury's voice with Queen. Like, you know, when you go, because you listen, you do this.
Huh.
Like, you go to, used to go to karaoke night, and you always...
Oh, yeah.
You always wait for the three drunk people that go, let's do Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
And they screw it up to a T.
It's a very hard song, even if you're good.
It's so freaking hard to sing
yeah.
Freddie Mercury. So I've been listening to all his stuff. I watch his Live Aid, like 22 yeah, minute deal yeah. all the time. And man, I just.
You watched that movie?
Oh, that movie was phenomenal, dude.
I don't think so.
What?
I'm going to judge you right now.
What?
Everybody says, "Well, that's a great movie. Should have been an Oscar winner." I was like, "What?
You didn't like that movie?"
No, I don't think it should have been made a movie. I think
why
it's like that movie Moneyball. There's like no ending to it. It's like there's no and there's no like no like big thing.
Well, dude, the difference between Moneyball and Queen is Queen actually won some awards. Moneyball ain't won shit. Moneyball it never won a World Series. Moneyball should have been the triple A plus farm system called the Oakland A's, because that's all they are. They're a triple A ball club called the Oakland A's plus. They don't want to pay rent in Oakland. I think that is phenomenal that they don't want to pay rent. I'm like, no one in Oakland wants to pay rent. Yeah. Why should the A's be different?
Yeah.
You tell me, why should the A's be different?
Did you know about that before? Were you holding that for me? Hold this.
No,
like,
I saw it on. I saw the notes that were. I didn't see the notes. I saw the comments that were made.
I think the A's, and I think I've said this before. The A's need to get some better, like PR people working for them. They screw up all the time, and it all started when they got this bunch of goofballs when they wanted to build it Laney College, right. And they got this bunch of goofballs, bunch of kids led by Gene Kwan's daughter. There's just a bunch of lightweights, and they just slayed Major League Baseball team and run them out of that area. So that was the one. And now right here, I'm thinking, like, let's just look at the letter. It's dated. Look at the date. It's March 31st. Think back at March 31st. That was a whole new world. We didn't know what was going to happen.
No, it was only 14 days, too,
and
after the shelter
so
in place.
All these stories in the last week. So everything we're hearing in the news is based on I forgot what date it is today. About 2 months, right?
Yeah, today's like the 29th.
The whole world changed, you know. And so why don't they get in front of that and say, "Hey, no," because it's reason. Wouldn't it be reasonable to say
25th? By the way, today's the 25th.
Oh, thank you.
So everyone knows I'm off.
And what day of the week?
It's a Monday.
Oh.
Monday, okay. Not so fun day, Memorial Day.
Because I do get confused, and it feels like for me, maybe this is different for others, but I know it's the same thing. It always feels like it's Thursday. Like all of a sudden, it's Thursday. Oh, it's Thursday already. It just seemed like it was Thursday yesterday. It's you know,
yeah. Man.
Maybe other people have different.
No,
day, but that's me. Thursday.
No.
Yeah, but so the A's. Why don't they get ahead of that? Because it's reasonable. Say if you're only going to have a you know, half the season, it's reasonable to go to the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum
this is JPA.
Authority.
This is the JPA. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck, man. I
Coliseum
mean,
JPA.
I think they have a great.
Right? It's reasonable.
But how are you going to make them pay rent when nobody else in Oakland pays rent? Just say, you know.
We'll give them the 3 months free.
Just say, hey, screw it.
COVID. I get that. But you see the letters talking about, it's talking about, you know, like the talking of. The county was going to put a big giant medical facility in there, like 2,000 beds in the parking lot, and that ain't going to happen, right? Have they settled just for the fairgrounds, right? If that would happen?
Oh, I don't even know, man. I know that they explored the option of the Coliseum, and they explored the option of the fairgrounds, and I think neither of them panned out. And that's where we are.
What do you think's gonna if the A's don't have like a whole year of revenue, what do you think that means for Howard Terminal?
Well, I mean, it's no different than any other baseball franchise in the country, right? Like everyone's not making their money. Like everyone is hurting. Everyone, whether you're an Oakland A owner or you're you own Big O Tires or you own, you know, a little bed and breakfast or you own a salon shop, everyone's feeling the pinch. So, like, this is uncharted territory, man, which I thought a couple months ago, I bragged about. A month ago, I'm like, fuck, I love this. Like, this is great.
Yeah.
Got minimal.
Not anymore?
Minimal traffic. I'm at home all the time with my girl and kids. And, man, I get shit delivered to my door for food. Now it's kind of like, dude, I just want to get back to work. Like, I don't mind if there's traffic. I want people to work. I want people to, you know, I want people to start making money, because at the end of the day, the government can only print up so much money before it becomes an issue where interest rates and your cost of milk and your cost of ground chicken and your cost of Tapatio at the grocery store has to outbalance the weight of the money that they print. Like, right? I mean, you can't print a shitload of money and be like, oh, your Tapatio is still 99 cents. No, that's just going to go to $2.99. Or your interest rates have to go from 4 to 10. Like, my daughter is a great example. My daughter's like, damn, I got my $1,200. I'm like, you know what? You can save that $1,200 and put it towards your tuition, which I help her out, and that's great. But in 10 years, that $1,200, you're going to pay for it in 10 or 15 years when you're in the housing market and you're going to try and buy a house, and your interest rate is now 9%. Because the balance has to go to the point of interest rate inflection, because there's no other way to balance out the printing right. of fucking money.
Yep.
I mean, there's no other way to do it.
Did you see a friend of mine asked who moved away to Portland? He tries to tell me to go to Portland, and he tells me,
what's the difference?
He gives me all these like reasons why, and one of them is like, they have excellent airports. I was like, dude, I hope you don't work for the Chamber of Commerce or you know, the Travel to Portland Committee, because that's pretty lame.
Yeah.
So all of his everything, and I was like, dude, everything is about everything cheap and just cheap, man. At the end of the day, I believe it's raining right now in Portland. Right now, today.
It actually is.
It's raining.
I saw Rosemary Roscoe.
I mean, I was watching that too.
She said it's raining in Portland.
Maybe you were watching. Is that Channel 7?
No, man, it's just on KTVU.
Oh, I saw on Channel 7, and they were talking about this dude who, somebody in Kansas, because they got nothing else to do, because they don't have anybody working ever in the newspaper, in the TV station to write about the Bay Area. And this one dude is like, he has like a tequila company, and he's going to people's houses. He said, hey, you lost your job. Give me your address. I'll give you a free bottle of tequila and a card. And he's the spirits fairy. And it goes, well, that is, you know, what a nice fairy. And then the dude was like, pause. I thought he was going to say it. Like, I'm one too. He didn't. You know, that dude on Channel 7. But, you know, but talking about these businesses, I don't understand what's open over in Oakland by my place right there. There's a German little place there, German, you know, bratwurst and a lot of right. German beers, and you could eat outside. And then there's another place around the corner, Nito's Backyard, which is right by the train tracks when you're going that way into Jack London Square. I drive by yesterday. Both these places have people sitting there drinking drinks and whatever.
Really?
Yeah, in the wide open, right there, like kind of like we're here and just drinking. And so I don't understand the deal. They have outdoor seating but one is clearly behind a chain link. The other one, he's probably playing around. And I call it. I'm like, this is going to be the Alameda County COVID vector right here, right here where I walk by with Libby. Because she likes to poop on the she likes pooping on grass. So you got to go by there.
Who doesn't?
So this dude has all the outdoor seating, and he could be saying, oh, it's outdoors, but he's got a little railing around the whole, that little open part. So it's not. It's your place, man. And I've seen when you lock it up. So yeah. I don't get what's going on.
Nobody does.
They just do whatever you want?
Do you still write for the, East Bay Express?
Express, yeah.
I mean, I think a great article, and I'm not going to tell you how to do your job.
Or you give me a scoop.
But
I mean,
the great article
pitch.
is like, what is and what isn't? Like, what is cool and what isn't cool in this area of COVID? Like, I don't know what's cool, what's not cool. Like, I get people that ask me all the time, man, how come I can't go to the Boot Barn, but I can go to Target? How come I can't go to church, but I can go to Walmart? And I'm thinking to myself, Jesus Christ, I would rather send you to church than Walmart. Walmart is a mixture of some fucking degenerates of all shapes, sizes, colors that just come together and get cheap ass shit. Like, I don't go to Walmart on
it's
a
dangerous.
Good day or a bad day. I hate Walmart.
It's dangerous.
But you can go there because that's essential. But you can't, and they're buying produce. You can, you look, how does this make sense? You can buy boots at Walmart, a bike, watermelon, shoe inserts, vitamins, and then roll out. And if you spread all that shit out into other areas, you can't buy that independently of any other stores. How does that make sense?
I know.
I don't get it. So if you ask me, I have no fucking clue. But what I did want to tell you that I heard today on the news that was so fucking appropriate is they're talking about how do you campaign in this.
Oh.
Did you see that?
No, they're but like, I've been thinking about it more.
How do you campaign? Like, the DNC is like, well, we're going to have a fun DNC. We're just going to be all social distance. And then Kellyanne Conway from the Republican Party, she's like, you know, she's wiping the cum off her forehead because she's got banged. She's like, oh, we're going to have a party. And we're going to have a great time. It's great. And then, so it's like, how do you campaign? It brought us back. It brought me back to, like, how do you do it locally? Like, what are you going to do locally now? With these local campaigns, what are your city council, mayor, school board, and we can pontificate for a second on the 16 and 17 year olds that vote in Oakland on the school board, and that's fantastic. Because I was thinking, hey, what's the stop there? If you're in school, fuck it, vote. Like, if you're in a kindergarten, put it on crayon. I like Mrs. Spees.
She lets me color so properly.
Then why not? You remember that one teacher with like the Samoan kid, and they had a kid later. Remember that one? That'd be a way to get the votes.
Yeah, probably eight.
But you know, we could look in what you're talking about here is something I've been kind of keying in into is in San Leandro,
right?
In I think it's the district. Three, I don't know.
Wait, do they still have districts?
Yeah,
that vote by the whole community.
Yeah, and in one word description of what you think of that? one word. Great.
Not
stupid.
Great, no.
Ridiculous.
I think it has to be the dumbest fucking thing you could ever do.
Yeah.
Like, how can you Thank have you. A citywide vote yeah. on one district?
How does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense. It makes absolutely no sense.
It makes no sense because you can get if you did it the other way, you can
win in your district and lose outside your district and then lose. Now, what sense does that make?
And especially in San Leandro, it's like a east-west thing. It's the east side is totally different than the west side.
Dude, you know, I lived in San Leandro for a while, a long time. Actually, my family grew up in San Leandro. I used to wash the windows of West Coast Sporting Goods when they were not where they were now, but when they were across the street from Porky's Pizza. Like, I used to wash those windows.
Did they
and Larry
pay you
Figueroa.
They pay you in trophies?
Fucking Vans, man. They used to give me nice. Vans. I had the coolest Vans.
Nice.
Yeah. What? And then we used to do the Pelton Center. And then we used to go from the Pelton Center to over to Chris's. They had a beautiful, like, shop on East 14th. They used to service all the restaurants. So they had all the sinks and all the stuff for restaurants. It was great back then. Now, it's crazy, man. That you can get 1,400 votes in your district.
It don't make sense.
No, it's stupid.
It doesn't make sense. They should have, there just should be districts.
Like, there should be.
Like some.
There are districts, but you should be.
But like real districts.
Real running I don't know in your district.
Have you ever heard of that before? Having
Never.
The whole. It doesn't make I have no idea. So basically you just gotta live in a district and that's it.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing and then everybody else is gonna So it is terrible because I'll tell you right now, if you look on the handy dandy East Bay Citizen candidate list for the whole city, there's only one person that we know right now who's gonna be challenging somebody.
Who's that?
And it's the race I was talking about. So it's the one with Ed Hernandez is the council member. I think it's District 3. And he's got Brian Azevedo. You know Brian?
I don't know Brian.
He's Brian Azevedo. So he ran last time. It was 2-2. I mean, the other guy, Pete Ballew's vice mayor.
Yeah, he was a police officer, right?
No, he didn't run against. He was an open seat. He's the only one who wanted. He won an open seat. So you see, that's why San Leandro needs to change their stuff there, because obviously there's you do it this way where it's basically just you got to live in this district. Obviously, there's not enough people in each district. Maybe there's four people who are in District 4. that are good.
So you like the Azevedo guy?
I'm just saying, maybe we're seeing a thing here, how to campaign, because it looks like both are thinking the way to campaign is through food.
Food deliveries?
Just food. I don't know. Like, no, Ed Hernandez is having a barbecue fundraiser, and so you give him money. I mean, it sounds like it sucks, man, if you're the donor.
Right.
So you're going to get from our buddy who's going to come on here and bring barbecue. He promised.
Who's that?
Lee Thomas.
Lee Thomas, come on here anytime, man.
He's going to come on, and we're going to have like shindig with Grilly Q.
I love it.
And that's his like his side
hustle. He better make it hot though, man, cuz I love hot food.
He's probably going to bring that one.
By hot I mean spicy. Oh, caliente. Okay.
But what about like the chicken in the ass thing? What is it called?
That's called beer can chicken.
Oh yes, that's a better way of saying it. But but you know, so that's one thing he's going to do. He's had a fundraiser, I think, this week, end of this week. And so you basically give him $500 or whatever, $200, and you get some Lee Thomas barbecue. But that's the whole, I mean, I guess that'll work. That's what got to do. But this other guy, Brian Azevedo, he is a one-man, like basically one-man Alameda food bank. And I don't even know where he's getting all this stuff. He has hundreds of people lined up in front of his house. What is his neighbor saying? These are campaign stuff, because he's put pictures on Facebook and you see he has a sign over the garage. This is Brian Azevedo. So you know what I'm looking for later. You know I'm going at this.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going at.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm looking for $500 worth of ballpark hot dogs on your 460.
But also, don't you
think, won't be there.
But it begs the question on how do you draw the line between pandering and campaigning?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no true,
he's not drawing any line.
But there's gonna be like you have to as a voter decide, is this guy pandering or is he campaigning? And there's a difference between the two, pandering and campaigning. Like you can't blur those lines. Like it's a total different ballgame. And I think a lot of these campaigns locally. A lot of these campaigns, look, they even talk today, like, how is Biden going to, like, go into homes? And how is, like, Trump? And how does that spill down? It spills down, like, in an unconventional way that we've never fucking seen before. And that makes every campaign so different and so unique. Like, what do? Do you pander? Do you campaign? Do you give free food? You know, hey, what? Back when I used to run campaigns, like, you always give something, like, you know, a sponge if you're wanting for water district or all these different, like, intricate things.
Pot holders.
Now what do, man? Roll a toilet paper and a six-pack of wings and be like, hey, vote for me. Right? What do you do now? Drop it off? I don't know.
What's the rule to it gets to the where you're buying their vote with food?
There's a number
But how's it?
Remember, it depends. On every jurisdiction has their number. Like Elihu Harris, when he gave away the famous
fried chicken dinner.
Yeah.
But he was given a voucher or something, right, to voters. So that seems pretty clear. But what is the difference, though, if he's like, hey, come on down for food. He's standing there. He has pictures of him. He's standing there with giant bags of, like, marinated carnitas.
Right.
And he's saying, come on down. And they're lining up, and he's giving out food. The time before, it looks like he was like, where is he getting this food? Because it actually looked like a food bank, like not just food. It was all this stuff. Where is he getting this thing? Is he misappropriating? Who's this? Does he get this from Davis Street Family Resource Center?
Maybe he does.
And then he's like putting it just.
But he can't use it.
He's not saying campaign, but he's not saying they get it. Yeah. Just say, hey, I got some stuff here. And the other thing. So, but how? But you're saying, you know, good point. This is a lot different. We don't know how it works.
Different, man.
Do you think, though, you could go through the whole campaign and never talk about, like, what do you think about San Leandro's pension unfunded liabilities? What would you do? What would you do about the San Leandro Marina development? What would you do? Can you get through this kind of campaign just by being – he's basically being Mr. Good Guy. I'm Mr. Yeah. Good Guy, man. I'm a hell of a nice guy, man. I do those things. I love my community, and that's it. Can you win?
Look, this is probably the only campaign. And look, I should reverse for like 10 seconds. If the shelter in place stays in order for a little while longer, or if we still have these social distancing rules and masks and all this stuff that we have to live by in the next 3 or 4 months, if those things hold true. And I think that they will. Let's say that they do. This will probably be, it will be the only time in the history where you don't have to talk about the real issues of the district you're running in. You only need to talk about how to be safe, how to give people food, how to open businesses up, how to support businesses locally, and how to be there in support of those three things. It's local businesses, it's being there to social awareness on self-distancing. Those things are going to make more of a sense to those people that are living at home. Like, look, man, if this live-in-place thing lasts for like 2 more months, and you said, hey, man, it's going to end, I'm going to put a social distance dance in this park sponsored by me. Let's all just get out, get exercise, and dance and exercise. Bam, that's a campaign event, man. Right?
That's true.
That's a camp. That's
would
a
love
fun
to come out.
Thing. Just let's all get out and have fun. I'm not saying vote for Sean.
No high fives.
No high fives, but hey, man, let's all get these circles and let's get out here and do some things that make sense to, you know, your life that you haven't been able to do before. And those type of things that you have to think of when you run are the things that are going to help you get elected. It's not going to be the same, like, what do you think about downtown? Now, fuck, I don't care about downtown, man. My family's hurting. We can barely pay our rent. Like, my landlord's busting my balls. I can't pay my car payment. Those things are more prevalent than, I don't give a fuck about the San Leandro Marine anymore. I really care about how my kids are going to go back to school, how they're going to be able to learn, how I'm going to go back to work. Those things take precedence over any other issue going around in the community. So this will be the first time in any election that we've seen that the local issues don't make sense. It'll be how you live as a person and how your daily life is affected and how I can help your daily life.
You've convinced me. You know, now I see what's going to happen.
What's that?
We have a high possibility we're going to have a bunch of like ill-suited elected officials like in Fremont.
No.
Teresa Kang and Ying Xiao. You're going to have those kind of things. Because here's the thing. I told Brian Azevedo, because I am not, I've said this before, I've said this many times, because it's the number one all-time, one of the most memorable things since I've done this. They met one time in 2016, Brian Azevedo and Ed Hernandez at the library.
Right.
One, it was the League of Women Voters. They sat at a table. It was by far the worst public appearance in anything I've ever seen from Brian Azevedo. He is like, he forgot how he froze up like Cindy Brady on that one episode. I think I've said this before, haven't I? He froze up. He couldn't speak English. He couldn't finish sentences. It was terrible. Everybody was kind of like, look at each other. I was like, what is going on here? He's not a dumb guy. He absolutely freaked out. So when he lost, you know, I remember with my buddy Craig Williams, the famous Craig Williams.
He's still around?
We got to get him on here because that dude, he's like the Kramer of East Bay. He's got all these ideas, you know. And we talked about it, and he asked for advice at Zocalo when we were having our, like, you know, $1,700 latte at Zocalo. and we're like, I was like, dude, you're going to have to hit the books, bro. You got to know your stuff. You got to know every time every time anybody says anything about this one issue, you got like 2 minutes straight
right.
speech every time. Anytime anybody talks about that, you need to put the stuff, man, because they like you. You're likable. But they're going to be like, he's likable. He could be my neighbor. But I don't think he's want this dude like going to the League of Cities as a delegate and go, what is this dude? He can't even speak English. He can't even finish his sentences. So, I don't know, maybe he can get through because he's totally, you know what he's done too?
What?
One of those fake it till you make it, man. I think people on Facebook think he is actually a council member. Because, you know, he just goes, he takes pictures of, like, you know, the street and goes, hey, everybody, which one of these do you think that need to be a work on the sidewalks or needs to repave me? You know, if you don't know anything, you're a low info voter. Just flipping through Facebook, you think that guy is already the, you know, he's on the San Leandro Times picking up garbage down at the San Leandro
Hospital. But don't you think half of politics is faking it until you make it? Like, nobody walks in knowing the funding streams and yeah, how to get money and how to do this and how to do that. Half of it is faking it to make it.
Well,
but look, here's the deal. We're called the East Bay Insiders for one reason.
Give me some inside.
We're supposed to have the inside track.
Yeah.
And you made a reference to a couple of council members that can gravitate to these nuances and be able to campaign. Problem with anybody that's in elected office now, they don't want to hear any bullshit because they have this attitude that they know. They know. They don't need you to tell them. Yeah. It's these new candidates that are going to run against them that are like, hey, how can I beat these guys? How can I put myself in a position to run a campaign against these guys? Because now you're starting both an incumbent and a newcomer with some sort of credibility is starting from a point zero. 0.0. Right? Remember that? Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Oh, yes, Spicoli. 0.0. So we're all at 0.0, whether you're an elected or not elected. And it's how you utilize your campaign. Like, you can't knock on the door right now and be at like gang shop and like, hey, I'm going to do all this. No, you're not, man. What are you going to fucking do? Like, you have to have a difference from – and the great thing about being in an opponent perspective, if you're running against an incumbent, is – you can blame the COVID shit on him.
Yeah.
Like, I would. Yeah. Look, if I become a consultant in any of these campaigns, I'm going to put three things in play. One, COVID's on them. Two, how do you get out of COVID? Yeah. Come up with a strategy. And three, how do you help local businesses that people don't want to help out in elected office? Yeah. You have three fantastic opportunities to run against an incumbent.
It wouldn't work in Hayward because I think you could say that Hayward has gotten did the stuff through the fire, the city through the fire. Getting the testing, so probably it might not work in Hayward, but totally would work in San Leandro because it'd be like
San Leandro. Okay, in a lot of these other communities.
I'm running. For
but Hayward can work too. Hayward could work too.
Okay, you can always do more.
How you gonna? Yeah, you can always do more. Who's gonna pay for it? You really think you're gonna get FEMA to reimburse you? Come on, now the city's gonna be in a deficit because of what you did.
There we go. I know
you can write some arguments. And look, that's I love Hayward Fire. I love the city. I grew up in Hayward.
Yeah, that's why you're winning the fantasy city.
I love Hayward.
Because Hayward, there's
always a yin to the yang, man.
But it would work in San Leandro because I could go and run. And I could go move to Washington Manor because nobody's going. It's an open seat. Benny Lee can't go, and nobody. There's not. I don't know one person. Insiders there. No one can give me one name who could be somebody. And it's what 5 months from now, and nobody knows who's going to run for this thing. It's going to be one guy who goes in.
Do it.
This is what I was saying. No, I don't want too many.
Yeah, you're
too old, man.
You're not paying rent in Oakland. Why would you move?
There's too many old folks in the Washington Manor. But I would go there and I would say, listen, I would be running against the city. I was like, why?
Yeah, why aren't you doing more?
Why do we not have a testing center? We could have had one with the Eden Township, Eden Health District, whatever they want to call themselves. We could have had one with them. We couldn't get together. We could have had one with the Alameda County Fire Department.
Yeah.
They wanted to work. We couldn't get it done. We need to save lives.
Easy campaign, man.
San Leandro's couldn't be done. We are susceptible to another
death. We need a testing center.
In the nursing.
Testing center today. We need a center. Center to. Yeah, man, you can get Chance all day.
No, it's actually release the tape.
Tapes.
Release the tape.
Release funding
it's
for
not a tape.
Yeah.
But that's a good point. I don't know. I don't know if it would work in it could work in Oakland too.
I think it would work in a lot of areas, man. You just have to spin it the right way.
But you know that's a good point. It could be there'd be something. But I'm worried about. No, I'm worried, man. You got me scared.
Hey, man.
I got you scared. You know, because you know, cities can go and pick a goofball to be their public official, but I'm the one who has to deal with them for the next 4 years. Okay, day in and day out, and goofy stuff, and you know.
We all deal with them.
Uninformed
man.
Opinions or boring quotes. I gotta live with it. Not you, man.
But, I live with it too.
Oh man! But the since we're talking about November, do you think that's wise? What my new city is doing? Putting a ballot. You're gonna be asking me. You're gonna be asking me as an Oakland voter. Should 16 and 17 year olds who I already believe are probably giving us COVID like those ones over here. They look like Special Olympics version of Stranger Things. You know, those kids just went by us on bikes.
Right.
is that the kids who yelled at us? Because I was
gonna,
I was going to do an open field tackle on that little kid.
Yeah, no, me too, man.
Little but kid looking like.
I don't want to dislocate my shoulder.
Yeah, but ballot measure. Oakland got nothing to do, but they got to get a ballot measure for 16, 17-year-olds. I guess that's what, juniors and seniors, that they can vote in the school board election. I mean, at this time?
What do you think about that?
I'm a vote no.
Why?
I don't. Then let I mean, nobody's going to vote. Nobody votes anyway. These kids do not vote. That's why it makes me laugh to no end when somebody, a new candidate, comes up. Well, you know, we're going to expand the voter pool. We're going to get more kids involved.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Worst fucking thing ever.
You want to get kids involved, and you better have a little bit of cash, or because you know what, the only way they get involved, ask your buddy Eric Swalwell how he gets anybody to walk the doors for him. He gives them internships. It's free. It's free. You know, because the kids could go to whatever college they're going to go to. Wharton.
Where's that at?
They're gonna go to Whittier, and you know,
in SoCal.
And so they could put that Whittier. on their whatever to get in.
It's called a resume.
I worked for Congressional Smallwell's campaign. What'd you do? You know, did stuff outreach. Oh, okay. So you put stamps on letters. Okay, good. That's all. That's the only way. Let's be real. You know that's true.
I mean, just
him. That's the when you see too many kids walking around, it's because they're getting high school, college credit. I mean, let's just be real about that. As 100% of the chance, because why would a kid give a damn? They don't grow up to give a damn to vote. Neither do their parents. Mm-hmm. So I just think if anything, Rebecca Kaplan in Oakland is on this bender for the last year. Well, I don't know. She's gone off the hinges. She's off the hinge talking about, you know, we talk about.
Yeah.
She's talking about putting, although she was kind of ahead of her time, she's talking about putting homeless people on the cruise liners, right? And she's acting like she's on the call with Captain Steubing, got all the boats lined up to come in, and the love boat's going to come in here, and we're going to put them on there, and then COVID happened. I don't know if that looked, but I don't know. Do you have a 16 and 17-year-old in your house?
Oh, yeah.
You want them voting for a school board, which is the worst school board maybe in the entire state of California, the Oakland Unified School District Board of Trustees.
Look, man, I have ranges of 13 to 21 or 20 in my house, and I wouldn't put any of them in charge of my fucking remote control.
Ooh.
I'm not going to allow them to fucking vote in an election. Ooh. But at the same time, like, look at Oakland, man. Like, it's progressive. Like, people want to be involved, and I think it's good for Oakland. It's not a community that's similar to mine. What the fuck?
What's that? It looked like a bomber.
That motherfucker's low, dude. That is not meeting the maximum.
Dude, is that Air Force One?
I don't know.
It's like a
low
plane with two black choppers behind it, and they were low, man. Flying over.
So going back, like, look, I think it'd be good for Oakland to do that, man, because they should be able to dictate. Like, the schools are fucked up. Let the kids be able to decide who the fuck is going to be in charge of them. Why not? But I wouldn't minimize it to, like, the school district. Let them vote. Let them vote for city council. Let them vote for all the other shit. If you're going to let them vote, how are you going to say, oh, I'm just going to send you a ballot for the school board? Now let them vote.
Yeah, it would be. It would actually be a whole. It would cost. It's also a money problem. You're gonna have to add voters just for.
Yeah, that's stupid. School board. Let them all vote. Let them vote.
It would be a
let
expense.
Them vote in every. Yeah, let them vote in all the elections, city council, school board, state, federal. Who cares? Only fucking 13 of them are gonna vote anyway, so it doesn't matter.
So how would you? So you got your notebook with you?
I'll roll back.
Book.
Yeah.
So how do you? How do you campaign to 16-year-olds? Give them ice cream?
Here's where it says. If you want to get 16 and 17-year-olds involved in the electorate process, scroll to page 32. Hang on. 32, 29, 31, 32. wait till they're 24. There you go. Oh. It don't even say wait till they're 18. It says wait till they're 24. That's cool. So there you go, man.
I'll laugh if they passed it and then it comes back, you know, the first time they do it. And it's like, so how was the percentage of 16, 17-year-olds who voted in the school board?
9%. And we spent $340,000. Yeah, that's like, what is that like? That's like $64,000 a vote. That's pretty fucking good. I mean, why not spend $64,000 a vote? You don't got nothing else to spend your money on.
Maybe you can do the candidates, you know, mailer in like anime.
No, man.
Anime.
No, you're missing it. You just call daycare centers and say, hey, remember when Angelique was here? Call her and tell her to vote for me.
Well, you could scare them. It'd be another tactic. Because this is another thing. This is really why. And I've been really wanting to tell people this, because I talk about this is going into the way deep future, and I've seen it. And I'm afraid of these kids. I'm not sure where I could figure out where it is, but definitely these ones are in high school now. I'm scared of these kids. Because when they get power, man, they're going to put us all in jail. We'll have no free speech. Because look at it, man. They are scared out of their gourds.
Oh, yeah.
First, they're not born when 9/11 happened, but all the freak out after, and Patriot Act, and all the freak out of, you know, the airports, and it's still they feel it, right? And then we got them all freaking out about global warming. Like today, there are probably some of them start crying because it's like 86 degrees, and they're thinking this is the end. The polar caps are melting, and I can't swim. I'm going to die, Mom. I'm so scared. It's okay. Watch Netflix.
I've been telling you all along.
That Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You see the way she talks, man? I know. She's talking some crazy stuff, man. But she just. So we're supposed to be like, oh, she's a kid. She doesn't know much. Or she's a kid, but she knows so much. Which one are we going to figure it out? These kids are going to put us it's going to be like China. These kids are going to grow up and they're going to say, oh, back in those darn dumb parents, back in the day, you know, 250,000 people died because of coronavirus because they didn't handle it like China, right? So I think just to be safe, because I am already ground floor, scared my whole life, I don't see any problem with authority. I find no problem with, because they make us safe.
We're scared, and
they make us safe. And you know, if we could have just saved 200,000 people by letting the government track us every single place we go, like China did, and to some extent South Korea. So if that's the trade-off, they're going to say hell yeah, because I am set at scared out of my wits. So that's the future, man.
Oh yeah.
So I'm thinking it's about 30 years, and I'm going to just like,
that's why
try
I'm
to
cool,
get dementia,
man.
So I don't have to go through
that's
it.
That's why I'm happy they only got 30 years left. I really am. I'm happy for that exact premise.
It's going to be terrible, man.
Yeah.
No free speech.
No, it's horrible.
No free speech.
And look, you're talking to somebody that has three kids in that same.
Do you feel them scared? Like global warming.
No, like my oldest is not very scared. She just had her whole fucking college disrupted. My middle one's not scared. I don't talk to her much. My kid, my youngest, he's scared. But he's scared to go get fucking, you know, Cheez-Its at 2:30 in the morning because the lights are off in the fucking house. So he's just scared. And I don't know why he's scared.
Is that a new thing since you moved to this new place?
No, he's just scared everywhere. Like, everywhere he goes, he turns on. So,
I was
no matter
say
where I live.
Ghost.
No, he
ghost.
Always has lights on, man. And I'll know when he gets a snack because I'll wake up in the morning, there'll be like 15 fucking lights on. I'm like, hey, man, did you get snacks last night? No. Oh, bullshit. All the lights are on. Okay. Then I'll look in his little thing. He's got a bunk bed with a little gaming thing. And I'm like, oh, okay. There's your fucking pistachio nuts. Obviously you went there at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
But whatever, man. But they're scared. Kids are scared. That younger generation is scared. And they're going to get worse.
Well, we can finish up this episode by I give you an update on my long saga with my neighbor.
No, you didn't.
Well, now I think, because I started thinking, you know, I grew up like my cousin.
Hey, by the way,
smoking weed.
I still have my bunny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Can I tell you?
It's not running away.
I got to tell you something hella fucking funny, right, dude. Okay. Real quick before you do.
I got one too, funny.
So I moved back in the area that I lived in like 4 years ago, right? When I was married. I moved back development. Yeah. Gated community, everything. When I left, I didn't have like anywhere to take my little cat. So I asked
That's cute.
Asked the people. I said, hey, can you take the cat? They're like, yeah, we'll take the cat. So move out, move back. A couple of days ago, the cat hops over the fence. And my kids go, Daisy. And Daisy was really happy to see everybody. Then Daisy saw the rabbit running in the backyard. And Daisy like pranced like a fucking panther. It's a black cat. She's like, oh, I'm going to kill that cat. My girlfriend's daughter is crying. She thought the cat was going to attack the bunny. So we intercepted the would-have-been attack. I don't know. I don't think fucking bunnies get attacked by cats. But we stopped it. 4 days go by. Yesterday, and no fucking shit. My girlfriend goes, hey, there's a black cat in the backyard. I'm like, that's Daisy.
Daisy.
So I go into the backyard, and I'm like, hey, Daisy, come here. She grabs my fucking bunny's harness and leash, because we try to take the bunny on a walk. Don't judge me on that, man.
No, we try to take the cat for a walk at night.
Yeah. Only so the cat hops over and grabs the leash and the harness, rolls out, hops over the fence, and leaves. I'm like,
what?
That is a message. That cat just sent us a message that it's either jealous or it's a thief or whatever. But that cat, man, misses us or we just fucked his brain up. So she goes, go around the corner and see if you can find the leash. So I go around the corner outside the house, and sure as shit, the leash is on the ground. Check this out. So I go to get the leash, and there's a bigger cat, like, looking at me like, don't get that leash. I'm like, what the fuck, man? It's a big-ass cat. So my cat hopped the fence, got punked, dropped the leash, and now this big-ass cat is guarding the leash. This is a true story. I walked over. I shined my light on the cat, and it ran, and I was kind of scared. I ran over there and got, because I wasn't wearing shoes. I had tennis shoes. I kick it. But I was going fucking free-balling. I ran over there, grabbed my fucking leash, and ran back in the house and dropped it back in the backyard. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
It's a sign.
But the bunny's still alive. But that's that.
Jealous. I think
jealous. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
It's jealous. What's the cat, rabbit's name?
Rabbit's name is Rosie.
Rosie.
And the cat's name is Daisy.
Cute. Well.
Anyway, sorry, man.
So I think now I'm on crystal meth now. Because I was like, you know, as people listen to podcasts for a while, it's been a running theme. But got a neighbor down below, smokes a lot of weed, fills up the apartment. Filled it up the other day. Filled it up like he went, oh, he's just like, I'm out of here. I'm just going to go nuts. It was like, whoa. It was like even more than ever. It was like this was more than I'd ever communicated to the authorities.
Right.
But I was starting to think, man, you know, then there was on the roof and there was people who was having like vape things with the weed. And, you know, it didn't bother me. And I was like, you know, I never smoked weed at all. But, you know, I was cousins and they would, you know, it didn't bother me around. It didn't make me cough. Didn't make me feel anything. Right. I'm thinking, this is the problem here. When you're asking this question, it's like you're accusing them. But I ask them, be like, hey, man, hey, can you lace weed? Can you put like crack in there?
Hell yeah, you can.
And they're like, I always think they're like, why are you asking me that?
Why don't you just Google it?
I think it is. Because I get like, I thought I had at first, March. I thought I had coronavirus. I really did. Because I'm thinking it's different. They, you know, one of the things is sore throat. And I'm thinking this is not like a regular sore throat. Because a sore throat hurts, scratchy maybe for a day. And then it leads on to like, you know, runny nose or whatever. And then that's it, right? And this never did. So I'm thinking this is different. This is probably something different. And maybe it's coronavirus. But then I never got any other symptoms. And it would come back periodically, especially lately. I'm thinking, what if that's not just weed? what if that's something else in there? That's why it's so affecting me. I like get on the side of my neck, like hurts, like almost to the point where like a little bit swallow, but not really. Yeah. Feels like, you know, and it's terrible. I couldn't work. It was like, I'm going to quit, man. I'm just going to quit. Oh, nobody even cares about what I write anyway. Nobody cares. Oh, I just quit. I was in a deep, I was in depression.
You were in a funk?
And then to find out, dude got shot.
Your neighbor?
Got shot, man.
Get the fuck. How'd he get shot?
I'm not saying it was me. I don't know.
True story?
Yes, true story. Got shot like in the shoulder.
Oh, but he's still living.
Yeah, still living. Dude comes in with a mask, and then all of a sudden you can see he's got bandages. He's favoring it when he tries to open the heavy door downstairs and stuff. He's getting gingerly gets in. Yeah, man. Wow. I'm checking out because, you know, you get shot. If it's in Oakland, you know, especially, or anywhere, that's a news story.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. It's
small. And I was like, I don't know.
You didn't see the news story anywhere?
Because we were like 6 days, like, man, this is so great. This is why we moved here, man. Oh, my God. It's like windows are open. Fresh air is coming. One day it was kind of hot, and so it was kind of nice to have the windows open all night long.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's the best.
And then you kind of wake up, and it's kind of fresh and smelling in there.
And with no traffic on 880.
And it's like,
COVID, non-traffic.
This dude, I don't know where he went, man. And I straight up was saying, because I'm psychic, bro. I was like, he's either in jail or somebody murdered him. And I was almost there, man.
You were close.
Almost there. And it, sure enough, we got sources and we figured it out. But then you could see, he's got bullet bandages. And I'm looking it up, and it's like, if that's that dude, then this dude said, according to the East Bay Times, did not cooperate with the cops. I was like, I'm not saying it's him, but it fits that timeline. What does that mean? You don't want to, because if Sean Wilson shoots me, everybody, I'm going to tell the cops, it's Sean Wilson. And you spell his name S-H-A-W-N. It's a little different than normal. It's not like Sean Connery. Right?
Like Sean,
I'm going to find it. But, you know, if you were doing like some kind of Ozark stuff, Breaking Bad stuff, you're going to keep quiet, man.
You watch Ozark?
I did. I just finished it.
It's not bad.
Did you watch the
first season?
This last
second?
One? This is the third one, right?
Hey, you finished the third?
Yeah, just like 2 nights ago.
How was it? Good?
I think it's the best one ever.
Really?
I think,
hey, can we go back, though? Because
it's great.
I just wanted to offer maybe a third solution to the problem that you're having with your sore throat. And you mentioned, like, a neck over here. I mean, that cute shirt you have on.
With my palm trees?
Yeah. I mean, maybe when, you know, you're dating that dude.
But look at that tan.
I know. Maybe you got that tan going.
Look at that, man.
You're dating this dude. A little too far, start to scratch the back of your throat. Maybe, man.
Like my stepfather used to say, he'd like look at me, he stare at me. It looked like he's looking at, you know, you can say, why is he looking at my teeth? And he's shifting his head and looking in. He goes, hey, boy, I think you got some hair in your teeth.
Yeah, man.
You been eating that fur burger? And I'm like, Mom! Will you tell him to stop talking like that? Grandma's over there. But Grandma does. You know, Grandma, she doesn't know.
Fur burger.
She doesn't know any of those references.
Oh.
You know, because he, yeah.
I was thinking more of a hairy hot dog.
Yeah, he was funny for that because he one time, quick story here before we end this one, he would be like, he'd go in the bathroom downstairs one and he'd leave the door open, but you couldn't see anything. And he starts singing. Ah, and then he'd be going, ah, just playing, you know, joking. Oh, yeah. And then he started going, Steve, come help me. Come help me. I need you to pull my chain. You know, he was already getting old and frail. So, and Grandma is older than him. Grandma's like 90. She's still like,
right.
She still digs the dirt in her backyard. She's a strong 90. And but still, she's like, so she's feeling sad for him because he's, you know, he doesn't walk as well. He's getting old. He's on, you know. Oh, Steve, help me pull my chain. Help me pull. And then Grandma looks to me and goes, with very serious, like, Steve, go help him. He needs your help. I'm like, no, Grandma, no, you don't know what he's doing. He's a trick. It's a joke. He's tricking me. No, I'll help him. He's sick.
No, Grandma. I don't want to help him pull his chain. I'm good.
No. Help me. But it's good stuff. It's good to be back on the Liberate the Podcast. I think that's what we'll title this one, Liberate the Podcast. And then all the conservatives will flock.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other ones will be like, outrageous.
We still got to talk about the D1 race, the fantasy football breakdown.
We'll do that.
Real fantasy football. We'll do that. Fantasy league. And we still need to talk about the shit you missed. Like, fucking, I miss baseball.
We're going to do that.
So we got to talk about sports.
We promise that on the next episode.
We have to, man.
But in the meantime, go to subscribe on iTunes, East Bay Insiders. And if you can find it, because I can't find it. I was on the hella hectic podcast with Phil Tagami. I talked about Oakland stuff. But I got to call old Phil because I don't know. Maybe it's on the dark web because they don't even show up. I can't find it. iTunes on the web. I don't know. If not, maybe he's recording me for the FBI, CIA. I don't know. But I'm Steve Tavares. Memorial Day. You can listen to this and happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
I don't know if you say happy, right?
Happy Memorial Day.
Well, you're saying like, hey, happy your
happy
relative
you're stuck
died.
Inside in your house.
Died in a war that didn't need to be fought.
War. Man. Enjoy Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Enjoy.
All right.
Enjoy your day off.
I'm Steve Tavares.
I'm Sean Woo Woo.
And we'll be back for another episode of the East Bay Insiders. Yep.